Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some wine and chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey girl, I'm Micaela, a mother, wife, Jesus follower, podcaster, empowerment coach, and a Chicana who loves her cafecito. I'm on a mission to empower each mujer to give herself permission to be the woman God created her to be. Because just like you, I wear many hats. Girl, I see you trying to take care of everyone else. But on this podcast, I invite you to grab your cafecito or glass of wine. Sit back, relax, because I'm going to mentor you and teach you how to stop being afraid of becoming the woman you know you were meant to be. So you ready? All right, girl, let's do this. Hey girl, welcome to a new episode of The Fearless Mujer. It's Micaela. So excited that you are hanging out with me. Thank you for stopping by for a virtual cup of cafecito. So I just wanted to share a quick episode. I wanted to talk about something that I think is important, but it's also something that a lot of women don't, they're not really practicing this, if I could say it this way. But I'll be honest, for me, this specific topic is something that I had to learn the hard way. So today I want to talk a little bit about boundaries. And this might just be like part one on boundaries, because I feel like it's something that there's so much that kind of goes into boundaries and what they are and having healthy boundaries. But I really just felt like this is something that we need to talk about, right? Because If we're talking in terms of like pursuing your dreams and believing in yourself and stepping boldly and confidently to do all the things that you believe you're called to do, that you are so passionate about, right? You have to really understand what boundaries are, because boundaries are going to help you have something that is going to allow you to truly be who you are without feeling bad about what people think. And so sometimes when we're waiting for someone to tell us like, oh yeah, you know, that's a good idea for you to do that, or we're waiting for someone to validate us, well, sometimes it is because we don't have boundaries. And other times when you're frustrated or stressed out, it's because you don't have boundaries, you're not kind of setting your limit. And so people kind of tend to not respect that because you haven't set those boundaries, if that makes sense. So I've had to learn this the hard way. I've really had to learn that I needed this. I did not have boundaries growing up. We didn't have that. You know, I tell you guys, I grew up in a dysfunctional home with a dysfunctional family. And so this is something that didn't come natural for me, but I've had to learn this. I'm still learning this, right? And so if you're a people pleaser, hello, I'm a recovering people pleaser. So this is why we need to talk about this, because part of you being a confident woman and being bold and being fearless is that you cannot be a people pleaser, girl. Like, seriously. I mean, we'll make another episode on that, right? But you can't be a people pleaser, because when you people please, it sucks. Because you're overwhelming yourself, you're putting too much on your plate, you're allowing others to just like tell you, can you do this? Can you do this? And you're like, yeah. You know, it could be your job. Like, I remember waiting tables. Okay, let's just take that for example. My boss would be like, oh, can you stay late today? Can you come in tomorrow? Can you stay late? Like, it was always a constant. And I would say yes, you know, I would say yes because I was a single mom and I needed the money. But I would also say yes because I couldn't say no. You know what I mean? So it's important that we kind of dive into what is this? What are boundaries? So I've read it in a book. I also did a Bible study on this, and they were talking about boundaries. The thing about boundaries, think of it this way, okay, so that you could get a really good visual. So if you've ever bought a house, this might help you. But when we bought our house, you know, you see the house and you're like, oh, this is pretty, you know, whatever. But someone actually has to come out there and check your property line. They're looking to see where your property ends and where the neighbor's property starts. So that's something that they do when you buy a house. And if you're a realtor or if you have bought a house, you probably already know this. But if you didn't know that, well, there's a fun fact for you. But let's just say that you have a fence in your house. Your fence is basically, when you close it, it's not going to allow anybody to come in, right? When you open it, you're able to come out, but your fence is kind of, okay, this is where it stops, right? So that's what boundaries are, okay? Boundaries creates, it separates your feelings. It allows you to make your own decisions so that you don't have to be pleasing other people. And so you need to have these, especially if you're going to step confidently into what you believe that you've been, you know, called to do, what you have on your heart. Because let's just say that you don't have boundaries, but you're so passionate about, you know, pursuing a business or school or something like that. And you are constantly waiting to see what people say, right? What if you don't do what you believe that you need to do? What if you don't pursue that dream, right? Because you're just kind of waiting around to see what people say. So it's so important to have boundaries, right? And so I hope that kind of the fence analogy kind of helps a little bit. But boundaries are also a form of self-care. It's important to have healthy emotional boundaries, right? It means that you value your feelings and that you're not responsible for how others feel, right? Sometimes we don't want to hurt people's feelings, or you feel bad because you were honest about something, right? And so, girl, if you are struggling with this, with not hurting people's feelings because you don't want to be honest, I'm not talking about like being mean and snapping on people, but if you are worried about like hurting people's feelings, you have to really have these boundaries in place, because these boundaries actually create realistic expectations, right? For your spouse, your friends, whatever it is, relationships, it's going to help you communicate what you expect, right? Because you're not a doormat. So it's important that you say what you expect, that you have these realistic expectations. It's okay to have those in place, because if you're not communicating these things, then you're going to just grow frustrated. You're going to resent, you know, people. It's important to have this because it's also going to help you feel safe, right? You want to feel safe and you want to create that property line, if I could say it that way, where like, you know, and I'm not saying push people away, but like, let's just take, for example, if you have a friend who's constantly calling you over and over at all hours of the day, and you're busy, or, you know, whatever it is, maybe you're trying to take care of yourself or do something that you got to do, right? Living your life, whatever, but you have a friend who's constantly calling and calling. Well, they don't have boundaries, right? They are constantly looking for you to whatever it is, if they need help with something, and they're constantly coming to you for help. You have to be so careful, because one thing is people needing help, but another thing is people taking advantage, right? And almost manipulating the situation. And so, if you grew up in dysfunction, it's really important that you understand healthy boundaries, because most people that grew up in dysfunction don't have healthy boundaries. It's something that you really, really have to learn. And, you know, a lot of women have said this to me, that they didn't have healthy boundaries growing up. And I didn't have healthy boundaries growing up. And so it's important that you have this because it's going to help you protect your relationships and your friendships. It's going to help you also, if you're a mom, show your kids how to have healthy boundaries, right? How to say no when something's not okay, how to say no when they're uncomfortable, how to really help them understand, like, it's okay not to please people, right? And so it creates safety for you. Now, what happens when you don't have boundaries? I was just kind of researching some more stuff. And so signs that you are lacking healthy boundaries is that you're not really able to set these boundaries because you're afraid of hurting other people's feelings. You're afraid of disappointing them. You find your relationships are like a roller coaster, right? There's a lot of drama. You feel like you're taken for granted. You struggle with saying no. Like, guys, that is not a good thing, okay? It's not good when you're constantly saying yes, 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 because you want to be a nice person. It's not good when you're constantly saying yes. And the way that I grew up, you know, my dad was always like, no me digas que no, don't tell me no. So I would always just say yes, yes, yes. And I learned that the hard way, you guys, that I couldn't just keep saying yes all the time. Because when I was saying yes to other things, I wasn't focusing on my business. I wasn't focusing on, you know, my podcast. I wasn't focusing on what I knew that I was supposed to be doing. And it could sound selfish, like, oh, you'd rather do your thing than help me. And somebody could easily try to, like, manipulate you, right? But you have to have those boundaries. You have to have them. It is so important that you do. Because if you're not having boundaries and you're constantly telling people yes, 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 right? The yes girl. And you're constantly doing that, girl, it's going to distract you from what you are doing. And you know what? If people cannot understand that, then you know what? Maybe you need to find some new friends. And I'm sorry. I know that sounds kind of harsh, but it's true, you know? And if you are trying to set healthy boundaries, right, and other people aren't respecting that, then that says a lot about them. That says a lot about who they are, because there are people that are, they kind of need somebody to latch on to, if that makes sense. And so be very careful with, like, who you are saying yes to all the time, because in my opinion, if people really are your friend and people really care for you, girl, they're going to understand that, okay, like, you are busy, you have stuff to do, like, I get it that you can help me, and then they're still going to love you. So don't be a yes girl, okay? Because when you're a yes person, you start to get overwhelmed. If you grew up in dysfunction and drama, like your house was full of drama all the time, you might get triggered, okay? Raise your hand if you get triggered sometimes because you grew up in a broken home, dysfunctional home. If you had some kind of trauma, I'm raising my hand, but you can't see me. I've had triggers that I've had to learn to deal with and cope with. And a lot of times when you don't have boundaries, you do tend to get triggered. And so it's a real thing, you guys. If you have been abused, if you have been taken advantage of, if you just grew up in all kinds of dysfunction with parents who, you know, didn't really do what they were supposed to do for you, girl, I feel you. I send you a virtual hug because triggers are a real thing. And maybe we'll get into that, you know, on another day. But I just want to tell you that if you are someone who, you know, you get triggers and you're like, what the heck is going on with me? A trigger is like your brain remembering something from the past, whether you smelled something or someone said something or something in the environment. It just, your brain is remembering something from the past and it's like an upsetting memory. That's a trigger. And so those are real, you guys. Okay. Like if that has ever happened to you and you're like, what's wrong with me? They're real. Triggers are real. But here's some signs that you don't have healthy boundaries. Okay. you're afraid of disappointing others. I already said that. And I'm saying it again because you can't be afraid to disappoint others, right? You're not responsible for other people's feelings. Other people's feelings are not your responsibility. And a lot of times when you were around adults that were manipulative, when you were a child, when you were growing up, and maybe, you know, I mean, one thing is like when somebody really does feel bad, but when someone is like purposely manipulating you, they want you to feel bad, right? That's not good. And so you may be worried about hurting other people's feelings because maybe as a child, you were around adults who manipulated you. And it's real, you guys. People are that way. And so you have to be careful. This is why it's important to have healthy boundaries. If you aren't asking, what do I want? Ask yourself right now, what do I want? What do I want out of my life? What do I want? It's probably because you're not taking care of you. For you moms out there, because I used to do this when my kids were little. I've said it before, my kids are 20, 17, and 12. So when my kids were little, I did everything, you guys, because I was raised that the mom is supposed to take care of the house, right? Latina over here, my dad being, you know, from Mexico and in our culture. I mean, this is how I was raised. Maybe you guys weren't raised that way, but I was. I had to cook and clean. I had to do everything in my house when I was growing up, and it was just me and my dad. But I started to feel that I had to do everything. Even when I got married, you guys, this was a big problem in our marriage because I was doing everything because I was raised to think that my value is in serving everybody else. Forget about me, right? My value is in serving everybody else. And I was a crazy mom that would cook like four different things because my kids were picky. So it's crazy, you guys, but I was doing everything and it was overwhelming me. It was really irritating, the depression that I had. And I mean, my husband did work a lot, but nobody told me to be doing all that stuff, right? And so it took me a long time to be like, it's okay if I don't get everything done. It's okay. You know, now my kids are older, so they clean and stuff. But if you're not taking care of yourself and you're not asking yourself, what do I want? What do I want? Then that's a problem. That's not going to be good for you emotionally, right? Or you feel bad. You feel bad every time that you make time for yourself. You feel bad when you are like, hey, you know, I want to do my nails or whatever, so I can't cook dinner. And that's not being a bad mom, you guys, right? It's not being a bad mom to tell your kids, hey, put a frozen pizza in the oven because I'm catching up on work or, you know, whatever it is, right? You want to have some time for yourself. It's okay to do that. So if you have this shame and guilt because of that, because you want to make time for yourself, then you really have to, you know, really look at that. And I'm going to say this because I've said it before, therapy is an awesome thing. You can actually go to a therapist and tell them, I want to work on this specific thing. I need help with having healthy boundaries. It's so important that you have this because if you're going to pursue your dreams and you're going to stop worrying about what people think about you, and you're going to step into the woman that you've been called to be, you have to have healthy boundaries. If you feel like you're being taken advantage of, that's another thing, right? And that could be because you're doing everything for everyone. You depend on other people for validation. You feel like if someone's not happy, it's because of you, it's your fault. And think about this. If you feel like it's your fault that someone's not happy, and maybe when you were growing up, someone would tell you like, es tu culpa, it's all your fault. Really, really look at that. Look at the pattern of how you were growing up when you were growing up. And so if you fear that you will be rejected if you say no, that's a red flag right there. So another thing that I wanted to mention is that people who have healthy boundaries will become more independent. Okay. They will become more energetic. It'll improve your self-esteem. And it's really going to help you take care of yourself. And so I wanted to also mention this, and you can kind of research this on your own time. But if you are a child, remember I was talking about growing up in a dysfunctional home. If you are the child of a narcissistic person, right, or you come from a dysfunctional family, you more than likely did not have healthy boundaries growing up. You weren't raised having boundaries. You really are like, what? What is that? You know, it's not something that comes natural to you. That doesn't mean that you can't practice it and learn it and use it. But the thing is about having healthy boundaries is that it is so important to your life. It's important to your health, to your mental health, your emotional health. And so now if you're like, what's a narcissistic person? I don't even know what that is. A narcissistic personality disorder, you can actually look this up on Mayo Clinic. They kind of feel like they're more important. They have this deep sense of importance. And they really just, everything's about them. Okay. There's way more to that than what I mentioned. But usually narcissistic people have a very big ego. They're manipulative, right? They feel like they're superior to everybody else. And so they constantly want to be noticed. So there's a lot that kind of goes into that. And you can even research, like, how do I know if I was raised by a narcissistic parent? You can actually go ahead and like research that, and you can learn more about it. Or if you are going to therapy and you want to kind of dive into that, definitely talk to your therapist about that. But it's important to have those healthy boundaries, right? Because it's going to help you not allow people to manipulate you. It's going to help you to separate the fact that, like, I'm not responsible for other people's feelings. So it's definitely really, really important that you have that. And so it is kind of scary when you start kind of practicing having healthy boundaries because you're not used to it. So you might feel a little bit scared or uncomfortable, but you definitely have to have these boundaries. If you have someone who constantly calls you, it could be your boyfriend, like, right? Even your husband, if they're constantly calling you over and over and over, girl, you need to be like, excuse me, I'm busy at this time. Please don't keep calling me. And so you have to just let people know what's going on, right? If you don't know how to have healthy boundaries, like I said, talk to a therapist. You know, that's something that could really help you to understand, because, you know, a lot of what therapists do is that they want to know about your background. They want to know where you come from. They want to understand you as a person. What coaches do or mentors is that they kind of just want to help you with coping with things. It depends to what kind of coach you have, but they want to empower you with the tools to be able to do this for yourself, right? And so a coach may not really get too much into your upbringing and stuff like that, because as coaches, we don't want to trigger anyone, right? What I do as a coach is I really just work with women to help them renew their thinking, right? Remove limiting beliefs that are holding them back, and really do things in a way where you're going to be able to take that control and that power back. So if you are a woman who doesn't believe in herself, you feel like you're not good enough, you are able to rise up and say, man, I'm going to give myself permission to actually be who I was meant to be. Because if you're somebody who doesn't believe in herself, if you're somebody who feels like she's not good enough, that's not really who God has called you to be. God wants you to be everything that he created you to be. If you're called to have a business, if, you know, you're called to whatever it is, right? Teach others, be a coach, whatever that looks like for you. If you feel that on your heart and you believe that that's what you were put here for, that's why you're here. right? If you feel like being a motivational speaker, who says that you can't do that? And so when you don't believe in yourself, it's really hard to pursue those things that are on your heart. And so therapists like to dig into how was your upbringing, right? They want to know what that was like, because a lot of women have deep, deep wounds. And so it's important that you kind of talk about those things. Again, you have to start saying no to people. And I'm not saying in a mean way, but you have to tell people, like, I can't do that. Whatever it is, you don't even have to explain yourself. Just like, I can't do that. I'm so sorry. You know? And so something I've practiced saying is like, well, I don't know if I can commit to that right now, but when I can, I'll let you know. Or you know what? I don't think I can commit to that right now, but thank you for thinking of me. Like if someone asks you to do something. So definitely, definitely think about these things and, you know, look them up, do your own research about what it is, because boundaries are, there's a lot that goes into it. And so I want you to be the woman that you've been created to be, right? Because I remember trying to please everybody and being overwhelmed and then being frustrated, you know? Or I think about, what if I would have had healthy boundaries? Maybe some of my friendships would have been a little bit better, right? But you have to be careful too, girl, because if you don't have healthy boundaries and you come across someone who kind of needs validation a lot, or maybe they're constantly searching for somebody to kind of latch on to because maybe they feel alone or whatever the case is, be careful that you're not that person that's trying to rescue everybody else and you forget about yourself. Anyway, chica, hey, I'm so happy that we got to hang out. I'm so happy that, you know, we got to talk about this hard topic. You know, I'll probably do another episode on it because I think it's important. It's important to becoming that fearless mujer that you've been created to be. And I just wanted to let you know, too, that the Fearless Mujer Mastermind is actually going to open back up in July. And if you want to be a part of that, you're like, Micaela, I really want to know what revamping the woman I am, how to believe in myself. I feel like I'm not good enough. I feel like there's a dream on my heart, but I don't know how to pursue it. If that's you, chica, let's talk. Hit me up. Get on the waiting list now, because as soon as this group is over, as soon as this group is graduated out of this mastermind, I'm going to open up the next one and I want you to be there. So if you want to know more about it, let's have a cafecito call. Why do I do those? Because I want to get to know you. I want to know what it is that you're struggling with. And I want to make sure that I can help you. I want to make sure that, you know, you're going to be someone that needs this mastermind. And so definitely reach out to me. You can go to fearlessmujer.com/contact. You can email me at micaela@fearlessmujer.com. Hit me up on IG at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. But chica, it was so nice hanging out with you. Can't wait to talk to you again. God bless. Hey girl, thanks so much for joining me. It was such a pleasure hanging out with you. If this episode inspired you and empowered you, share it with the women in your life so that they can be empowered too. And could I ask you for a quick favor? It would mean the world to me if you left me a review and subscribed. That way you never miss an episode. And if you want to connect with me, I'm on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also come join the private Facebook group. Fearless Mujeres is a sisterhood and community where you're going to be empowered and inspired. And you'll find the link to that group in the show notes. And girl, let me ask you a quick question. Have you been feeling like you're not walking in your true purpose? If you're looking for guidance and clarity and support, book a free 20-minute clarity call with me. We can focus on the things that are holding you back from really walking and stepping into your God-given purpose. And girl, before you go, if you want to screenshot this episode and share it to your Instagram, Facebook, that would be pretty cool. All right, girl, until next time, God bless.